My name is Niall Breslin, or Bresi, if you're not my mother, and I am part of the Rising, which is a kayak down the Shannon, cycling from Limerick to Carntool and then climbing Carntool this week. So that's the challenge for Us for Life and Youth Mental Health. So we're just across Lochry, which was very angry and moody and massive. So we're a bit exhausted, a bit frazzled, and we're here in the Latin at Glass and Lagos having an event to talk about the work that we're doing.
And you mentioned it there, obviously it's your second year of doing the Rising. How's it been going overall so far, and how are you finding it?
It's different. It's we're much more prepared this year, physically and mentally, and even with the gear last year, we really shouldn't have done that last year. We were all over the shop. We were in kayaks that we shouldn't have been in. We didn't really know how big the Shannon was. And naivety was our best friend. This year, we knew what we were facing into, so we put the training in. And there's four new people, so we kind of felt responsible for them to get them through. It is an immensely physically demanding. It's hard to describe it because your kayak moves so slowly, and any type of wind or like bad weather, it's so difficult. So we've had a tough couple of days starting, but tomorrow we've 65 kilometers on a river, which is mind numbing.
Jesus, I don't know how you're doing it, to be honest, and the weather hasn't we've certainly not been blessed.
It was lovely Friday, Saturday, these beautiful days, and we were looking at each other going, oh my God, imagine we get this would be sound. And then Sunday was good luck, you know.
Yeah, totally. What's the most challenging part of the overall journey, do you think?
The most challenging part physically are the lakes, because they're big and they're very angry. Like Loch Derg and Lochry are just enormous, and when the wind is up in them, you might as well be on the sea. Like we had swells there of maybe 2-3 meters today behind us, so constantly trying to keep your boat straight so you don't capsize is probably the most challenging part, physically and mentally. And then the long hours, like tomorrow will be a 12-hour kayak. But apart from that, I love it. Like, I just love that kind of grueling kind of mind against the body type of thing. And we have a great group of people. They're great fun. They're easy to talk to. And we don't mind. Like, we take loads of breaks as well. We eat loads of Haribo, which does kind of get us through.
And obviously, you're not just doing it to push yourselves. It's for an amazing cause as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Us for Life, I co-founded the charity. I had a huge focus around early prevention, stopping getting people to point of crisis through education. And the thing about it is, early prevention and advocacy, it's hard to convince people how important it is. But to me, it's the missing link. It's what we should be doing. It's where much more of our budgets and our health budgets should be going into early prevention, physical and mental. So we don't have a health system, we have a sick system. We wait for people to get sick and then we intervene. So I think we should be focusing far more on early prevention, and especially in mental health. So our schools programs, primary school programs, are free from first to sixth class, and they're in 40% of Irish schools. So the Rising will get it into every school in Ireland by the end of 2026.
And I think what you spoke about there, obviously you just had your talk and you spoke about depoliticising mental health. Can you explain to me what that is?
So depoliticalizing mental health sounds like a big word, but really what it means is, right now we keep telling people they need to be more resilient or better versions of themselves or just talk. And politicians are failing to see how some of the policies that they implement are causing great overwhelming stress among people. Like, for example, housing and, you know, people with issues with just even getting jobs, like zero-hour contracts. There's a very stressful social environment that is making people feel overwhelmed by the world. Social media, the fact the world moves at a million miles an hour. So we put all the emphasis on the individual and tell them that if they're not doing well, it's because they're just not strong enough. Rather than going, well, maybe we need to create better environments and better cultures and better societies where people don't feel like they're always running against the wind. And Ireland is the wealthiest country in Europe, one of them. And we have children waiting 3 years for mental health care and scoliosis treatment for spines. I don't know about you, but I don't know how we've got to tolerate that. And I certainly am not going to tolerate it. I'm going to do what I can. I don't have kids, but I feel responsible for them and the youth of Ireland. So yeah, that's why we're doing it. I think people need to get far more ballsy on who's coming next and what you know, how we help them.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think, obviously, I went to school a little bit later than you. Mm-hmm. And I think it definitely progressively has gotten more acceptable to talk about mental health, mm-hmm. but it's still not fully there. So where would you like to see it at the end, and where you can say, okay, we've done our jobs here?
I think it's really important that we don't turn every single bad feeling into a mental illness. Like, this is something we'd be very careful of. Like, we all have struggles. We all go through difficult moments and breakups and grief and all this stuff. And they hurt. They're torturous pains. Like, they hurt. They break the heart. They break the soul a little bit. And that is something everybody goes through in life. And sometimes it feels like you're going through it, like, in waves of it, and it comes at you. And then we have to differentiate between that and somebody who has a mental illness, who's really, like, who has, you know, a lot of need and a lot of help. And I think what we're doing with mental health sometimes is mass pathologizing, which means we're giving everything a medical label. And I think we need to be careful with that. And the other thing I would say is that young people have experienced what I can only describe as the most chaotic 10 years. And people go, geez, young people are very anxious. I'm like, of course they are. Of course they are. When you stop saying it, it sounds silly now to say it. And like global pandemics, all of this stuff, that the upheaval of that, not knowing which way it was up, part of their childhood removed. Even the idea of having to, you know, cocoon and self-isolate. It's very difficult for children. So they've seen nothing but threat for the last 4 or 5 years. And I worry about them. And I think that's a lot of young people are anxious and stressed, and they should be, because it's been really anxiety provoking couple of years. We got to do something about that, and we got to give them function of how to deal with that, to talk about how to express it, how to create in communities where they don't feel judged or are kind of isolated. And that's what we got to do, and we got to do it now.
Yeah, I totally agree. And as someone who went to school, was in school during the pandemic and experienced the tail end of that, I can only imagine what it would have been like for someone who was in their real developmental years. So I can only really think how much damage it could have done to young people.
And also what I did for young people, I think is important to point out, it builds something within you. Like when you go through difficult challenges in life, I don't really like the word resilience because it's overused and misused, but it builds a psychological flexibility in you, because there will be more things coming your way. The next time you get hit across the face with another challenge, you're going to kind of feel like, I'm kind of able to deal with this, because you dealt with the last one. So sometimes people go, oh, it was all bad. It was terrible. I was like, it was. And it was no doubt really difficult for everybody. But there will be more challenges, hopefully no pandemics, but just life challenges. And you're going to feel more prepared for them. Because the one thing we can't do is bubble wrap people and pretend life is perfect and a straight line. It isn't. I've had huge challenges in my life, and I'm going to have more. And that's the life journey you go on. And I think all we're trying to do is teach people that that's normal. Some of that life journey is unbelievable. Like, you'll have the time of your life. Some of it's amazing, exhilarating. Some of it's not. Some of it's really difficult. Some of it's heartbreaking. That's, everybody goes through that.
Yeah, dead on. And I think that's fundamentally the message at the heart of this. Just to finish up, how can people follow the rest of this journey from, you know, the end of the rising and beyond, and how can I get behind it?
Yeah, on September the 15th, we're inviting people to rise up with us. We're climbing the mountain, Karen Doyle. You don't expect people to climb mountains. They can if they want, but if they can walk, they can hike, they can do anything, they can dance. It's just to make a statement on the 15th of September that we're rising up for your mental health, and we can't tolerate failing young people anymore, and we've got to do something. And young people need to hear that we do care, and we do want to leave this place in a better state for them. And I think sometimes there's so much dialogue around older generations like me not caring, and, you know, climate change and mental health, and, no, we never cared. We do. We genuinely do. We think about it a lot. So I don't like this generational labelling, Generation Z. I don't even know what it means anymore. We're all the same generation. We're all human. And I think we need to connect more than divide. And do it on the 15th of September, make that statement and rise up with us.
Amazing, Brezzy. Thanks for your time. I'll let you get to bed.